Nigeria has deported dozens of foreigners, including 50 Chinese nationals, in a sweeping crackdown on what authorities say is one of the country's largest foreign-led cybercrime syndicates. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, said the operation, codenamed Eagle Flush, has so far led to the repatriation of 102 convicted foreigners found guilty of cyberterrorism and internet fraud. They were among 192 people arrested in Lagos last week, including 148 Chinese nationals. Photos released by the EFCC showed rows of deportees at the airport, wearing masks and carrying luggage. More deportations are expected in the coming days. Nigeria has long battled a reputation for internet fraud, with romance scams and online investment swindles among the most common crimes. The EFCC frequently raids cybercrime hideouts where so-called Yahoo boys are trained, while international investigations, sometimes led by the FBI, have linked Nigerians abroad to major fraud cases. This latest crackdown follows a similar bust in December, when nearly 800 suspects, including 148 Chinese and 40 Filipinos, were detained for allegedly running a global scam network targeting victims through fake cryptocurrency schemes and romance frauds. The EFCC says rising unemployment, the lure of quick money, and weak regulatory systems have fueled cybercrime in Nigeria. Tech companies have also taken notice. Last year, Meta removed thousands of Nigerian-based accounts engaged in sextortion and took down 5,700 Facebook groups offering scamming tips. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.